Well, building a better Sioux Falls is a campaign committee comprised of Sioux Falls businesses, community leaders, and residents who support building a Southside Walmart and understand the positive citywide impact of the future Dakota Crossing Commercial Center near 85th in Minnesota.
Well, let's talk about those positives. What do you see as a positive for that Walmart going in there?
Some of the benefits of the new Southside Walmart include more than 250 jobs, part-time and full-time jobs that have benefits available to them, in addition to the hundreds of construction jobs that would be created in the project. Also, there is more than $1 million in privately funded road and other infrastructure improvements, in addition to the tax revenue that would be generated from business activities that would go towards schools and public safety and other vital services in our community. And on top of that, there will be additional business growth and development, which will continue to help move Sioux Falls forward.
And obviously, you know, there's some stiff opposition from the neighbors up there near 85th of Minnesota. What would you say to them? They don't want it there. They don't like that in their backyard. What can you say to that group?
What I would say is that this issue is really much larger than Walmart or a small group of opponents regarding this specific development. I mean, last August, the Sioux Falls City Council rezoned the 55 acres at 85th in Minnesota for commercial development because Southside residents do need more convenient shopping options, and the future Dakota Crossing Commercial Center will certainly have a number of positive citywide benefits, like the additional over 250 jobs that I mentioned earlier, more than $1 million in private road and public infrastructure improvements, and the additional tax revenue for public services. But this will also be an opportunity to help alleviate some of the traffic strain that exists at 41st and Louise, which I think a lot of folks, if they're out during the weekday or on the weekend, they know that that specific intersection is pretty congested. So this would just provide another option for convenience for Sioux Falls shoppers.
And let's, as far as funding, I'm going to back up here, Craig. How are you going to convince voters to vote, let's vote yes, in April? How are you going to get your message out?
Well, we want to make sure that voters do understand the many benefits that the Walmart at Dakota Crossing near 85th in Minnesota would provide. And we're going to continue to communicate with the voters in a variety of ways. And we're certainly going to evaluate the best way to do that, but we're going to be looking for every opportunity possible to continue to be able to share that message with Sioux Falls voters to make sure that they have the information they need on April 8th.
Well, one of the reasons I called you, Craig, is because I got a mailer from you this weekend about from your group. So obviously you're mailing out some things, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you plan any debates with anybody from 85th of Minnesota, or is this just going to... have you got any plans of that at all?
You know what, as I had indicated earlier, we're certainly going to continue to communicate in a variety of ways with the voters here in Sioux Falls, and we're certainly going to continue to evaluate the best way to do that moving ahead.
Okay.